AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Another U.S. community is grappling with gun violence. Three people were killed in Farmington, New Mexico. Police shot and killed a man allegedly walking through a neighborhood, firing shots.
Officers responded to the area to find a chaotic scene where a male subject was actively firing upon individuals in that neighborhood.
Deputy Police Chief Barrett Crum on KOAT says they don't have a motive. The gunman, 18 years old. San Francisco's district attorneys released surveillance video of a fatal shooting of a shoplifter by a Walgreens security guard last month, supporting his contention it was self-defense. Although there's no sound, Michael Earl Wayne Anthony says the suspect repeatedly threatened to stab him. The debt ceiling limit could be reached in just weeks, but there's no deal yet on raising it between Republicans and the White House. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's not backing down from demanding spending cuts.
That is the only thing out there right now that can make sure we do not have a default. That's the only thing that would lift the debt limit.
There's a lawsuit against former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
A woman who says she worked as an off-the-books employee for Rudy Giuliani during his stint as Donald Trump's personal lawyer alleges in court papers that the former New York mayor coerced her into sex and owes her nearly $2 million in unpaid wages. Noelle Donfey said in the lawsuit that she was Giuliani's business development director and public relations consultant from 2019 to 2021. The new court filing portrays Giuliani as a hard-drinking, Viagra-popping womanizer who made satisfying his sexual demands an absolute requirement of her employment. Giuliani vehemently denies the allegations. I'm Norman Hall.
Officials in New Zealand say at least six people were killed when a fire spread through a hostel. This is AP News. There's some howling over a new federal rule that allows restaurants across the country to have outdoor dining areas for owners and dogs.
The Food and Drug Administration's updated food code issued late last year says restaurants can have dogs in outdoor areas as long as they have approval from a local regulator. Megan Cornelius, co-owner of San Francisco's Zassy, has jumped on the trend.
All the dogs are welcome here. We do a Monday night dog night, specifically on the patio.
Dog owner Ilana Minkoff.
What that will allow is for people like me who have dogs and love to travel to go to other states and sit outside and eat.
Even though nearly half of states already allow canine dining outdoors, many diners and restaurants pushing back against the increasing presence of pooches. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A dog in Portugal's just turned 31 years old, breaking a Guinness World Record. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.